presented by TSMC.
Hey, good morning. I'm Playbook co-author Eugene Daniels. It is Wednesday, April 24th. Here is what's driving the day. First up, we head to the Midwest, where Pennsylvania held its primary last night. No surprise that the president, Joe Biden, and the former president, Donald Trump, won handily in their contest. Something to watch, especially on the Republican side, is this protest vote. Nearly 150,000 people voted for Nikki Haley, who dropped out months ago. And quite a few of these votes are showing up in the very, very important Pennsylvania suburbs. Also a race that we had our eyes on, Representative Summer Lee, who survived a primary challenge. Her opponent criticized Lee's stance on President Biden's handling of Gaza, but she will head to the general election in November. Also, the anti-Israel protests at elite universities around the country have taken up a lot of oxygen over the last few days. The protests are part of a constant drumbeat of unrest playing out across the country and especially among young voters. There's the images of students sleeping in tents until their university divests from all things Israel, arrests of students on their own campuses, and then the incidents of anti-Semitism that we've been seeing. The protests raise obvious questions about President Joe Biden's electoral chances with the youths. Me and my colleague Elena Schneider dive deep into this dynamic. The biggest question we had was, is the Biden campaign or Biden aides, are they worried about this dynamic? And what we found was, they're not ignoring the protests, but they don't see it ballooning into more of a problem for the reelection bid. Those doing the protesting, they tell us, are a subset of a subset of the electorate, one that's drawn a disproportionate amount of media coverage compared to its actual political clout. And interestingly enough, they have the data to back it up. The recent Harvard Youth Poll by John Dellavolpe found that 27% of students said economic issues concerned them the most, 8% said the same of foreign policy and national security issues, and only 2% of those respondents said the Israel-Palestine conflict concerned them the most. And lastly, it only took months and months and months and months and sweat and tears of every aide that works in Capitol Hill, but Congress is finally sending the foreign aid bill to President Joe Biden's desk. The bill that, as you know, has $95 billion for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and a measure that could ban TikTok, passed with extreme levels of bipartisan support in 2024, 79 to 18. President Biden said that he would sign the bill later today and make remarks to the American people.
And to really get into all of that, Rebecca Kern, one of our tech policy reporters. Rebecca, big week for you. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, very big week. We did not think it all happened so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about that. The House has acted. The Senate has acted. President Biden has said he's going to sign this. What happens next? Right, that's not where it stops, right? There's this kind of months-long wait to see if there's a sale that happens. China's pissed. I guess talk to the people about, like, what immediately they should be paying attention to.
Well, we should all look to see when TikTok will likely file a lawsuit, because they said they're planning legal action and they're not going to take this lying down. They think this violates the First Amendment rights of the 170 million Americans who use TikTok every day. So it's not going to end where we are right now. And I could see this getting caught up in the courts. And there's a lot of debate as to whether national security arguments that the Biden administration and Congress are using will outweigh free speech arguments. And there's a lot of debate about what the outcome will look like. And also we have the, you know, elephant in the room that China has said they're not going to sell the algorithm. They're not going to allow that to be exported. So who would buy this app without, like, the secret sauce, which is this awesome algorithm that makes everyone love TikTok?
Yeah, at least the youngs. I feel like I'm too old for it. I can't even figure it out. And I'm only 35, everyone, just to be very clear. On what you just said, who would buy it? Who's talked about it? I know Steve Mnuchin, President Trump's Treasury Secretary, is kind of cobbling together some group of rich men and women into it. Who else is on the list? And is that Mnuchin push as real as it seems?
Yes, actually, good thing you asked. I just asked them, and they're still working to get an investor group together. So a little bit of news here. So they're still actively looking. We've not seen anyone else come forward. What's going to be challenging is the price tag. You know, some people say it's valued at $1 billion+. It's not publicly traded, so we don't know exactly. And so that is really to be determined. I think we could run into antitrust issues if one tech company were to buy this, because there'd obviously be competition concerns here. So I think what could be more likely would be an investor group. But when then we go back to the issue of China saying they don't want to sell the algorithm. So someone else has talked about TikTok just doing an IPO, which could similarly allow for a lot of global investors to buy in, and could take the ownership issue away from China. And then maybe if that could get the blessing of China. I think it's a little too early to say, because this all happened so quickly, and I don't really think TikTok was ready for it.
Last question before I let you go here. There has been a lot of pushback from voters, Americans, people all over the country. There were like these kind of wild calls of young people who were calling into Congress and saying, like, I will kill myself if you get rid of TikTok. Couldn't tell if they were joking or not. but it shows the fervor that's out there with this app. Political blowback. What could we see? We have an election coming up. The young vote is very important for a lot of different people up and down the ballot. What kind of blowback could the folks who passed this, voted for this, signed this, be up for?
We're already seeing a preview of that, of former President Donald Trump going to True Social yesterday, saying, just so everyone knows, especially the young people, crooked Joe Biden is responsible for banning TikTok.
Very subtle.
You know, even though, let's remember, Trump tried to ban TikTok in 2020 and was stopped in the courts. So he suddenly has changed his tune. That also may be because Jeff Yass, a major ByteDance investor and Republican donor, has come around and has done some backing with Club of Growth for Trump. And suddenly he's okay with TikTok. At least he, you know, is not okay with the bill, you know. But I think it's going to be challenging for Biden. If you go to his election campaign is on TikTok. It has an account. It joined in February. If you go to some of the recent posts and look at the comments, people are very mad. People are posting, why are you trying to ban this app while you use it? And his campaign says, you know, we are still using it, and as long as it's available, you know, and they want to meet voters where they are. But I think it could add some more fuel to the fire of Gen Z, who's already frustrated.
Rebecca, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And for your schedule today, the Senate and the House are out. And this afternoon, President Biden will be delivering remarks at North America's Building Trade Union National Legislative Conference at the Washington Hilton. Say that three times fast. We're just days away from Nerd Prom, everyone. Gird your loins. I'm Eugene Daniels. Thanks for listening.
TSMC's investment of over $65 billion in Arizona marks the largest foreign direct investment in a greenfield project in U.S. history, bringing the most advanced semiconductor manufacturing to the U.S. TSMC's over 500 customers include some of the world's best-known technology companies. As their foundry partner, TSMC helps them unleash their innovations by supporting capacity for leading-edge technology.